Thank you so much for your prayers this morning and stand in need of you. And just because we've had our morning and opening prayer, Brother Jerry was leading us in prayer, it's not time to stop. You know, we don't ever have to stop praying. You know that song, at 148, Prayers of Soul's Sincere Desire. You know that last verse, right at the very end. The path of prayer thyself has trod. Lord, teach us how to pray. You know, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. You find that in Luke chapter 11. Lord, teach us to pray. And how many people do we know, and we may be one of them ourselves, that we just don't know how to pray? Now, of course, we know how to talk, and we know how to speak, but there's more to prayer than just stringing words together and putting an amen at the end. There needs to be something. There needs to be some substance to our prayers. There needs to be that heartfelt yearning for our prayers. If not, they're just vain uttered words. Like I said, it's the prayer is the soul's sincere desire. It needs to be sincere. It needs to have that substance. Now, that's why the disciples were like, Lord, teach us to pray. And that's how we need to be today. Lord, teach us to pray. We're never too old to learn something new. We need to learn. We need to pray. I've turned to Matthew chapter 6. And in my Bible, the title of this is The Lord's Prayer. I know we've heard about the Lord's Prayer recently, but like I said, my mind this morning has just been on prayer. And through the discussions that we've had and talks and talking with people and hearing the needs that we have here in this church, it's just more evidence and it's encouraging to me that this is what I need to talk about, that the Lord is telling me. It's giving me a good sign, a good feeling, and I appreciate that so much. That we need prayer. Prayer is very important. Like I spoke on last weekend about the parable of the sower, how we have our heart is like that field that needs to be prepared. You know, it needs to be tilled, it needs to be worked. But one thing we need to do before we come and enter this worship service, we need to prepare our heart. We need to pray. Lord, help me. Help me to prepare myself for this worship service. But in, like I said, in Luke 11, you would see the disciples ask, Lord, teach us to pray. And in Matthew chapter 6, let's skip on down to verse 5. He says, And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now, one aspect he taught is not to be like the hypocrites. We don't need to have that where we need to stand up here and have our hands up and, Lord, please, and let everyone see. Now, I'm not saying that if you have the desire to pray unto God and you're so moved in doing so, that's between you and the Lord. But if you're up there praying in front of people to be seen of men, well, you have your reward. There's nothing sincere about that. Now, you may be sincerely in wanting to do it, but if it's not a sincere desire to pray to God, it's going to come of no effect. In verse 6, But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now, we need to guard ourselves and how we conduct ourselves. And, you know, one thing is sometimes our prayers, we need to stop and think, what am I praying for? How am I praying? How am I coming to God and asking? Sometimes we can just get into a rut and say the same things and just do that over and over. Lord, please help us today, blah, 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 blah. Go on our business and not really have that sincere desire. We need to understand how we are to approach our prayer life. Because when we pray, we're praying to God. Lord, hear my prayers. And the Lord has told us to pray in that secret place. Now, we understand when we have our service, we have someone lead us in prayer. And that's what we should do. We have someone leading the prayer. And it's okay for them to be up here in front and pray. But that's what I'm saying. It's a prayer. It's a sincere prayer. A sincere desire. That's how we should approach our prayer. Now, when we pray to God on our daily basis, and I would really stress to everyone, how is our prayer life? You know, we need to be in prayer more and more. You know, Paul tells us to pray without ceasing. Now, I understand we can't just be at our house on our knees 24/7 praying, but we can go about our day with a prayerful attitude. Mm-hmm. We can have that prayerful mind as we're going about doing our day-to-day life. But we need to think about our prayers. Think about how we're praying, what we're praying for. But the Lord is telling us to do it in secret. Now, you don't necessarily have to go home and get in a cupboard to pray to God. We can pray anywhere. You know, you can be in a crowd full of people and just spend that quiet time, close your eyes, and just, you can go to that closet of prayer anywhere. You know, I like to think we have that direct line. Thanks be unto God, we have that direct line. We don't have to pray to some saint. We don't have to worry about him shuffling it over so he can send it on up. We don't have to worry about somebody else relaying the message. You know how especially like on the schoolyard or whatever, you tell somebody something, and by the time it gets back to you, it's not even the same thing. No, we have that direct line to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who hears our prayers. And I'm so thankful that we had that direct line to Him. But what is He hearing? Is He hearing, Lord, please help me, blah, 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 blah? Or is He hearing as the publican who couldn't even lift his eyes up to God, smote upon his breast, say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Like I said, that is that heartfelt, sincere prayer. That is the man that went down to his house justified. So, let us look upon our prayer life. How are we praying? And what are we praying for? He'll get to that further on down. Verse 7. But when we pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they shall be heard of their much speaking. Now, he's, you know, that I like to think of that vain repetition as a lot of those chants that you hear, you know, like they just go over and over and over, and I don't know if they're sincere in it or not, but the Lord tells us, the Lord tells us how to pray with that sincere heart. And brothers and sisters, we have that direct line that we don't even have to utter a single word. If your heart is so burdened down, if you are just so overwhelmed, that all you can do is just groan within you. God can hear that. God knows what that means. He knows you. He knows your very heart. We don't have to interpret anything for Him. He knows it all anyway. He can pick up on our heart. He can feel. He's touched with our infirmities. Verse 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. He knows. He knows what we need even before we ask. You know, if somebody comes up to you and they're in need of something and they just, you know, they're not very appreciative and they're just kind of rude about asking for it, you know, you're just kind of a little reluctant to even give it to them. You know, it's just, but when you know someone's in need and they can just barely even make it out that they need it, you know, you actually feel something. You have that compassion for them. You want to give them what they need. Well, if the Lord has blessed us to have that spirit within us that wants to give, how much more is our Heavenly Father going to give us?
Right.
He daily loadeth us with benefits. Benefits that I bet you half of us here I hadn't even thought about asking for. When's the last time you prayed for oxygen? I haven't. I'm sorry. It's one of those things I don't even think about. But if it got to the point where you couldn't hardly breathe, or you lived in a place where your air was being polluted to the point you couldn't breathe, that might be something you'd be very sincere about praying for. But there are so many things that we're blessed with. We are blessed. As we sung, count your many blessings. It doesn't say count your blessed about today. No, it's count your many blessings. Each and every day. But our prayer life, you know, the Lord said, you have not because you ask not. Now, how many times have we fretted over something and we just haven't taken it to the Lord? How many times do we not take it to Him? We don't want to bother Him with such frivolous things. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter. If it's a need, He's aware of it. Maybe He's just waiting for you to ask before He grants that. You know, He's always going to bless us with what we need. He's not going to leave us destitute. But we can get into a mindset where we're unthankful of what we have. We can get in that mindset where we're separating ourselves from God and we'll find ourselves without. But He has saved us eternally. We are secure in that. But we can make a mess of our life here. But the biggest thing about prayer is what's on our heart. How is the mind frame of our heart? You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
That's right.
It's not very hard to find out where someone's treasure lies by how much they talk about something. Now, just because you met somebody 5 minutes, you know, don't judge. We can't see the heart. We cannot judge someone's heart. That's between the Lord and them. But we could see evidence in life, you know. But be mindful of what's in our heart. Where is our treasure at? Store up treasures above. Seek those things which are above. verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Now, this is when he's actually coming in what people consider the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. But this is one thing that we should be mindful of, and how we approach the throne of God, how we pray. First off, he says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, right off, we see who we are to pray to, our Father. Our Heavenly Father who is in heaven. And he says, hallowed be thy name. He is holy. He is the Holy of Holies. Now, to me, that says we pray to God, none other. But we are to have that respect. We are to be respectful in our prayers because He is holy. He's hallowed be thy name. You know, it bothers me when I hear that phrase, the man upstairs. You know, I understand some people may mean well. But where is that reverence? Where is that respect? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. His kingdom has come. His kingdom's here. And no one here on earth can thwart His plan. No one can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. That's this earth. We're earthen vessels. His will. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. How often do we go without eating? If you're like me, not very often. It might get a little cranky. But this goes a little further in depth into just our food that we fill our bellies with. You know, give us this day our daily bread. This is our daily allowance, what we need for that day, what we need to have with us. The Lord can give us all things that we need, and He does. You know, the birds of the air, they don't have farms that they plow or anything like that, but they're fed, they're taken care of. The fields are clothed with grass or with grain. You know, the animals, He's taking care of them. And if the animals are taken care of, how much more will our Heavenly Father give to us? How much more of a blessings will He give unto us? We see the Lord even knows, remembers the sparrow. You know, His eyes on the sparrow. How much more is He going to have His eye on us? Let's be mindful of that as we approach His throne and pray. Lord, I know You remember me. And He does remember us. He knows us individually. He knows us on a personal basis. How well do we know Him? If our relationship is based on how much we know someone, well, how much do we know about God? How much do we know Him? Brothers and sisters, we can have as much as we want. How much are we availing ourselves to? He's right here. He's right here. The Lord can speak to us through His Word. In order to know Him, we must know His Word. So we can pray the right way. We can approach His throne the proper way. And the more we know Him, the better understanding we have. And brothers and sisters, the blessings that we'll receive. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Debt. Ah, that's that word. We all are in debt. I don't care if your car is paid off, your house is paid off, everything you own is paid off, you don't owe a cent to a bank anywhere. We're still in debt to God. The Lord paid the price. He bought us with that price. And what a price it was. It was high. But the Lord had paid that price. He bought us. We're in debt to Him. Now, if we're in debt to the Lord, and He has removed our sin debt away from us, you know, He has removed it as far as the east is from the west. If He's removed that and forgiven us, how much more are we to forgive someone else? If we can't forgive someone else, what does that say about our condition of our heart? If we're not willing to forgive that brother that offended us, or someone who has, you know, spoke wrong or spoke ill of us or something, or spoke out of turn, if we're not willing to forgive that, what does that say about our heart? Me, a sinner, a vile sinner, God forgave me. For Christ's sake, He forgave me. But if God, for Christ's sake, forgiven you, let's see, Ephesians 4:32, God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. We should forgive. It says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now we need to be mindful of this. How is our heart? How are we with others? How are we forgiving? How are we going to let go of certain things? You know, Lord never said in His word anywhere that revenge is up to you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. It's not up to us to get back. We have to let certain things go. God has forgiven us a great deal. I mean, that's a debt that nobody could pay for. It's greater than the whole national debt we have now. That's pretty big. But it's greater than that. But God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. So brothers and sisters, let's forgive. Let's be of that forgiving heart, especially to the ones that have that repentative spirit. Because we know God is the one that grants repentance. Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's almost like a prayer, a plead. Lord, help us each and every day to not let us be snared by the temptations of life. Deliver us from evil. Whatever evil we face in everyday life. It depends on where you are and who you're with or something. You may be blessed to be working with some very God-fearing people and just have a wonderful time at work, you know, and can talk about the good things that God has done for you. But so often not, sometimes we don't have that luxury. Sometimes we have to work with people who don't care anything about it, who'd rather not talk about it. We feel cold. We don't feel that like precious faith within them. And we have to deal with it in our day-to-day life. Now, I'm not calling them evil, but the influences of the world can creep in. And that's that evil that can get within us. And it could be a snare. But Lord, please, deliver me from evil. Deliver me from these snares. Lead me not into temptations. And remember, for thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. We have to remember that the Lord is all power. He is our power. He is our strength. And His glory. Gosh, wouldn't you love to see the glory of God? One of these days we will. One of these days we're going to see the glory of God.
Amen.
But that's like I said about how is our prayers? How is our heart? We have to keep these things in remembrance. To remember, for thine is the kingdom, the power and glory forever. It's all glory to Him. All praise to Him. It's all for Him. We ask for things in our prayers, but remember, all to God that I owe. We have to have that prayerful attitude about our day. And if we remember what the Lord has done for us, He sent His only begotten Son to this earth to die for sinners. For me. You know, I'm a new dad. I have a little baby girl. I wouldn't give her for anybody. I'm sorry to say it, but I wouldn't give her for anybody. That's my precious little baby girl. But the Lord, His only begotten Son, the only begotten of the Father, He gave. He didn't offer it to anybody. He gave. That He would be offered to God. If we keep in remembrance of these truths, the Lord did His work and accomplished it upon the cross for you and me. We're reminded of this, that we are in great need of a Savior. Lord, Thou hast completed the work. Lord, thank You. And then we can have that prayer of thanksgiving. We should always have a thanksgiving prayer. Thank You, Lord, for everything Thou hast blessed us with. Thank You, Lord, for the work that Thy Son hath done. Thank You for Jesus Christ, our Savior. So remember how we started. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. We need to have that reverence. We need to have that respect for God, because He is far superior to us. He is sovereign, almighty God, holy, holy, holy. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. His will is always brought forth. If it's God's will, it happens. You know, the prophets in the Old Testament, when they spoke, they were speaking through the inspiration of God. It was as God was speaking. Now, when they spoke, it could have been 400 years in the future of what was going to happen. But if the prophet spoke, and if it's the true word of God, it was going to happen. Thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. It's a prayer, Lord, please give me what I need for this day. As I was praying this morning, Lord, please help me to speak what I believe Thou hast put upon my heart, that I may give out. You know, Dad texted me this morning and asked me if I remember that song, The Little Scholar, and about the little preacher. I am a little preacher, and I preach the gospel free. And all the Lord hath given me, I give it all away. And when my heart is empty, I go to Master's store. And I tell Him all about it. And He smiles, and He gives me more. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. If Your heart is empty, we have that direct line that we can go and we can pray to the One who is able to help.
There you go.
We can go to doctors. We can go to lawyers if we have a legal issue. We can go to different people for help. And they may be able to help and they may not. But brothers and sisters, we have that friend. We have that one that we can pray to who is able to help. I'd like for everyone to, when you go home or get up the next morning, you know, it doesn't take long to read. And we need to read. especially the Lord's Prayer. Now, Lord Jesus was not telling us that we had to repeat this word for word every single day. That may become one of those vain repetitions. If it becomes one of those daily routines and we get stuck in a rut. But it's a manner of how we should pray. You know, what we're to be thinking about and how we're to approach the throne of God. So, yeah, I don't mind that term, the model prayer, you know. And it helps us to remember what should we pray for. Now, if there's a need, and it truly is a need, take it to the Lord. Why take it to anyone else? If it's a need, take it to the one who's able to help. Would turn to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Well, that sounds like that soul's sincere desire. If your desire is sincere, you'll have that fervent prayer. It goes back to how is our prayer life? What are we praying for? How are we praying? We need to have that fervent prayer, that soul's sincere desire. As we think, Lord, teach us how to pray. He taught us how. In His Word, it's laid out how. This is a sincere desire of the heart. So like I said earlier, we need to take it serious. Be sincere. And especially if someone asked you to pray for them, don't take it lightly. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to pray for our brethren, but it's also a responsibility. And we shouldn't take it lightly. We shouldn't shrug it off as, worry about it. There is power in prayer. Effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And it doesn't say availeth little. It doesn't say of no effect. It says availeth much. Wow. So take it serious. And like I said earlier, I think it's in Thessalonians, Paul would say, pray without ceasing. We should have that mindset of always be a prayerful attitude. Always go about our business with a prayerful mind, a prayerful attitude. And it doesn't take long. If you're driving, it doesn't take long. You think of somebody, I need to pray for them. God knows the need. We don't have to have a long, drawn-out prayer. If it's a sincere desire of the heart, if the soul is yearning for that one that is in need, just say a few words. Lord, you know the need. Prayer is more of how the heart is than the words that are being spoken. Like I said, it's the soul's sincere desire to pray. And as that song, it's the motion of the hidden fire that trembles in the breast. Like I said, it's of the heart. We pray more with our heart than we do with our mouth. Now, our mouth is going to speak what's in the abundance of the heart. Remember that. So how is our heart? How is our prayer life? How is our prayer heart? And let's think upon these. And each and every day we wake, we can have that prayer. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, please help me this day. Lord, lead me not into temptation. Because without His help, we're going to have a rough time. You know, Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Well, if you have a rough day ahead of you, if there's trials and tribulations coming, brothers and sisters, I would implore you to get on your knees and pray. Ask for the one who can help. He's able. And He's readily available. And like I said earlier, we have that direct line. We don't have to worry about our message being left onto somebody's table waiting to get to our Lord. He hears our prayers. So let's be mindful of our prayers. Let's be mindful of how we pray, how we approach the throne of God, how our prayer life is. If our prayer life is lacking, then our life and our enjoyment of life is probably lacking as well. So that's one of the things we need to check ourselves, check our heart on a daily basis, and especially before we enter in these doors to worship our God. How is our heart? Have we prayed enough? Is our soul yearning to hear Him? Is our soul yearning to be with our brethren? Is that one of our desires, to be here? Let's all pray for one another.
Amen.
Always be in prayer for one another.
That's right.
And I thank you so much for your kind attention. And I hope and pray that our prayer lives will continue to abound and be better. The Lord bless you.